This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday the United States' COVID-19 response shouldn't be politically divisive, and he hoped for bipartisan backing for his plan for winter. He's announcing a winter campaign against COVID-19 in a speech from the National Institutes of Health Research Center outside Washington. With new testing requirements for travelers and a surge in vaccination efforts, but no clear path to defeating the pandemic he was elected to confront. He said his plan does not include shutdowns. Mr. Biden has brought steady leadership after the chaotic Donald Trump years, but the mutating coronavirus continues to defy him, helping drive down his approval ratings. He's listing a number of actions designed to tamp down COVID-19 during the winter as the latest Omicron variant spreads worldwide. Two cases have so far been announced in the United States, the second involving a Minnesota man with no recent international travel history, signaling the strain is already circulating inside the country. Here's a look at COVID-19 around the globe. Germany will impose sweeping curbs on people not vaccinated against COVID-19 to combat the latest surge in cases, Chancellor Angela Merkel says, including bans from culture and leisure and non-essential shops. The European Union Health Agency, ECDC, says the Omicron variant of COVID-19, believed to be more contagious than previous strains, could cause more than half of all COVID infections in Europe in coming months. Norway introduces new anti-COVID measures in Greater Oslo after a suspected cluster of Omicron cases emerges among dozens of vaccinated people at a Christmas dinner. And South African President Cyril Ramaphosa warns against the risk of health apartheid as he takes aim at travel bans imposed on his country. This is VOA News. A Trump-era policy under which migrants seeking asylum in the United States must wait in Mexico for their applications to be processed will resume, the two countries announced Thursday. Under then-President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico program, tens of thousands of non-Mexican asylum seekers, mostly from Central America, were sent back over the border pending the outcome of their applications. When Democrat Joe Biden came to power with the promise of a more humane immigration policy, he began to dismantle the program, officially called the Migrant Protection Protocols. That move made its way through the U.S. court system, prompting the administration to eventually ask the Supreme Court for a stay in reinstating the program. But in August, the court said the program should continue. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Thursday the program will now resume on or around December 6th as per court order. The threat of a U.S. federal government shutdown looms larger as lawmakers failed to reach a budget agreement Wednesday with just 2 days to go before funding runs out. Congress has until Friday night to come up with a new budget in order to avoid a sudden stoppage of most so-called non-essential federal government operations, putting hundreds of thousands of workers on furlough without pay. Despite deep partisan divisions, the majority of both Republicans and Democratic lawmakers hope to avoid a repeat of that scenario, which could wreak havoc ahead of the holidays. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had a serious, sober, and businesslike meeting in which Blinken conveyed Washington's desire to avoid conflict with Russia over Ukraine, a senior U.S. official said Thursday. But Blinken also warned Moscow would face sanctions in case of an invasion, the official said. There was no concrete breakthrough in the talks to ease tensions between the West and Russia over troop deployments on Ukraine's borders, but the two sides agreed to continue dialogue regarding Ukraine, the official said. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Michigan charged a 15-year-old boy Wednesday with murder, terrorism, and other counts for a shooting that left four fellow students dead and others injured. The judge agreed that the young man should be held without bond and transferred to jail from a juvenile facility. France's Catholic Church said Thursday the Pope had accepted the resignation of Paris Archbishop Michel Aupetit, who asked for forgiveness after reports over a relationship with a woman. The 70-year-old cleric, who is bound by the church's celibacy rule, has denied any intimate relationship with the unnamed woman in comments to La Pointe magazine. He did acknowledge his behavior had been ambiguous and asked for forgiveness. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.